And that false alarm missile strike warning in Hawaii over the weekend is raising broader questions about preparedness given tensions with North Korea. Imagine getting that warning that came on devices and here on TV and radio Saturday morning.
The U.S. Pacific Command has detected a missile threat to Hawaii. A missile may impact on land or sea within minutes. This is not a drill.
People scrambled seeking shelter and seeking family members after someone doing a routine test at Hawaii's Emergency Management Agency saw two options from a drop-down computer menu, test missile alert and missile alert, and they hit the second one twice. The FCC is investigating. Hawaii's governor says from now on two people do this test. But what other questions are there here? Why wasn't there a second message ready to send explaining that the first one was a false alarm? Reportedly, officials frantically scrambled to wake the IT person so that they could then write a message and get it into the system. Jim Walsh is here now, security analyst with MIT Security Studies Program. He joins us in the studios and has a lot of thought about this. What was your first thought when you first heard
it? You know, I worried. I didn't know it would be this, but I never thought this was a good idea when they first announced it, and I said so. And when Japan has been running these drills, I didn't think that was a good idea
because
essentially you're scaring the hell out of everyone for no end. There is no benefit from this policy. There is no defense against nuclear weapons. We as a country abandoned civil defense in the 1960s after the Cuban Missile Crisis because we rightly concluded there is no defense.
Yeah.
Again, you know, trying to shelter in the floor of your car, which is the guidance.
So I looked this up.
If you go to Hawaii's Civil Defense or Department of Defense website, it has a one-page guidance summary for coordinated public messaging on nuclear detonation. And its advice is if you're driving to pull over safely by the side of the road, go into a shelter if you can. But if you cannot find a shelter, and there are no fallout shelters in Hawaii, as the page indicates, remain in your vehicle and, quote, lay on the floor. So that's going to accomplish what exactly?
No good end, as you said, and no time. No time because it would take 30 minutes and they were already like something like 15 minutes
exactly.
in. When you said this was announced, we reported in December that for the first time since the Cold War, Hawaii started testing their nuclear attack warning system. Then it was with a siren test. They had a siren that they did on a Friday. They were going to do this every month. I'm guessing that this was the second month testing and it was this notice that went out and just horribly failed. But just give us a little background. How does the system work? Who triggers this alarm? Is Hawaii the only state that has it?
Hawaii is the only state that has a regular practice of alarms in response to a potential nuclear threat. So it's a state system, which raises other issues. What happens if we have five different states with five different systems, five different pieces of technology, five different routines? You know, it's not clear to me that, first of all, I think the whole idea is not very smart. But if we were going to continue to pursue this not very smart idea, then it should be coordinated with the federal government.
Well, President Trump, who was golfing at Mar-a-Lago at the time, and not to be cute, but a lot of people have thought, thank heavens, because one of the concerns is that there is this kind of an announcement from Hawaii and suddenly officials in Washington have their fingers on the button. So clarify there. And by the way, what the president said after golfing and when he heard about this was that he was pleased Hawaiian officials took responsibility, but that the federal government should get involved. So a couple questions raised there. First of all, is the federal government not involved at all? Who tells Hawaii there's a missile coming in?
Really, again, since the 1960s, the focus on civil defense from a nuclear attack has been on the president and office holders, you know, bunkers for them, a second White House, not on the civilian population because, again, there's no point in
this. So how would a state even know to issue an alert?
Well, you know.
Presumably the
Well, the way it's supposed to work is either they would get a notification from PACOM or from the U.S. military in the Pacific that they had detected a launch or from the federal government. But, you know, with each branch in that chain, that's another set of things that can go wrong.
Right.
And the more complicated it becomes, and in some cases when you introduce redundancy or safeguards, that makes it more complicated and you have, you know, other chances of messing up because we all are just human beings at the end of the day. But I think there's a fundamental issue here. And again, I don't want to blame Hawaii too much for this because they, you know, they had good intentions and everything. But clearly, people have forgotten what nuclear weapons really do. You know, it's been more than 70 years since we had Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Many of the World War II veterans have died. Many of the victims in Hiroshima and Nagasaki have died. And I think we've really lost a grasp about how fundamental, how unbelievable a nuclear weapon is. And so we tell ourselves stories like we can defend ourselves. You know, we can have shelters or we can have missile defenses, and this is going to save the day and take this terrible problem away. That is not true, and we have forgotten the early lessons of the nuclear age, I'm afraid.
Well, and you're also concerned that just this mere mistake might have injured people.
Oh, you know, I, as you well know, Robin, I've spent a lot of time studying terrorism and in particular radiological terrorism. And one of the things you learn from that is that there are real injuries, psychological injuries. If you – women who are expecting, children of a certain age, people who have pre-existing health conditions, mental health conditions, they're thinking they're going to die in 30 minutes. So that is – that can definitely produce psychological injury. And heavens knows what other sorts of things people did as they rushed to get to shelters that wouldn't matter. I think the whole thing's a disaster.
Jim Walsh, here now, security analyst with the Security Studies Program at MIT. Thank you.
Thank you.